Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Freaks of Nature podcast, featuring your hosts, Jeremy Shaw, Jason Shaw, and Andrew Christie. The Freaks of Nature podcast is presented to you by the Christianity Podcast Network. And now, we join our hosts, whose conversation is already in progress. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew and Jeremy coming to you live with another Freaks of Nature podcast. Given the situation and today's climate, we are opting to take some time away from the 90 for the 90s and our other project just so that we could talk about some things. And I promise it's not going to be political. It's not going to be geopolitical. It's not going to have anything to do with all of the terrible news that we see happening. We're just going to bullshit for a little bit because the world needs it. So
before we started recording, we were discussing your Pauly Shore collection and what you needed. So you just got jury duty today, right?
That is correct. So I got Son-in-Law first from a random lot that I saw posted on the internet. And I managed to get Encino Man next. I'm not sure how. You hooked me up with Biodome. I already had Pauly Shore's dead, so I needed jury duty and in the Army now. In the Army now, I just don't know where it's at. I 100% have it, but my comedy shelf, so to speak, my comedy action sci-fi shelf, it's not organized. I just throw it on there, just kind of however. So I have In the Army now. It's just a matter of finding where the hell it's at.
It's got one of those nice spines with the blue and the orange text, like all those 90s comedies.
Yeah.
It pops a little bit.
So today I got the Pauly Shore Jury Duty I Love the 90s edition Blu-ray. Finally arrived in the mail.
We were talking about this before, and I decided to hit the record button because I wanted to have this conversation on air. That slipcover, man, the art on it from the poster, awesome. The fucking fake VHS tape looking shit,
terrible. I hate it.
It sucks. I wanted to throw out the slipcase, but I like the fucking art on the slipcase better than I like it the Blu-ray. They just ruined the art on the slipcase with all that bullshit.
That's actually the art from the original VHS case, too.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have that, but then adding that Blockbuster bullshit looking thing on the side, I hate it. I don't like any of the releases they did it for, and they have that I Love the 90s crap on there too.
Yeah, it just really sucks when you could have just put the VHS box art as a slipcase and been totally fine. I don't get it. I also don't get why they have to make new art for the Blu-ray case, and it's we took two pictures of here's a picture of Pauly Shore and the picture of Tia Carrera, and we kind of put them on here, and they look real fucking like they were done in paint or something. It's awful.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it very much at all. But it is just the slip, though, so that's nice.
And maybe you could sell that slip for $100 on one of those fucking sites, Facebook groups or something.
The slip Nazis. I like to call them
that's
the
funny.
Nazis.
That's really funny. Man, that fucking Vinegar Syndrome sale, it's providing a ton of entertainment. Seeing people bought the limited edition slips, and now they're just selling the slip for more than what they paid for the fucking movie on the sale. And then they're keeping the movie. Like, fuck you, dude. And then these assholes buy them up. Like, quick.
It's disgusting. I can't even stand to watch it happening. It blows my mind. So I find myself in a little bit of a position here. I'm kind of at a conundrum, and I'm starting to worry. I cannot find In the Army now. It's not on this shelf.
There's no way you sold it or took it in for a trade.
I'm getting worried. This is the second one that's disappeared, and you found the other one.
Oh yeah.
At the exchange.
So you should set that up. You took a box
Yeah. So, when you're collecting, you just happen to grab shit, and sometimes it's not that important, and you don't want to keep it all. So, I've had stacks that I've collected, and I might have watched once or decided against owning versus other things in the collection, you know, having limited space. So you take it in and you trade it and you just get your trade value and you move on. And I took a big ass box of stuff that I was ready to get rid of. And I had just purchased The Hitchhiker, which is a 1983 anthology horror series on HBO. I got it for 75 cents and I was excited to watch it because it has a lot of big name actors from that era. And couldn't find it, just completely disappeared. And then I started to fear that I had taken it to this store. It's called The Exchange. And Jeremy ended up at The Exchange and confirmed. He saw it there. It was 100% accidentally sold.
It was funny because I'm like looking. I'm like, The Hitchhiker. And I fucking zoom in on it and send it to you. And you like just, I saw you look crestfallen. Because you fucking definitely traded it. And they're selling it for $3. So you probably got like a quarter for that thing. And you just wanted to watch it.
That's all it was. I didn't take a loss on it or anything big of a deal. I paid 75 cents for it. The stuff I ended up leaving that day with, I definitely got ripped off. But you get to a point when you have this stuff stacked and you're having trouble getting rid of it that you're willing to take that.
Well, I mean, you go on eBay and search for every little thing you want to sell and you put it up. This stuff sits on eBay for months. Sometimes, like, years, people keep relisting the same shit. And then you got to ship it, and it becomes a whole thing where you got to charge a little extra for it so you don't eat the shipping, and then nobody wants to buy it at that price. So eventually you're just going to eat it anyways. Might as well just fucking take it to a spot and get rid of it. But that exchange, those exchanges, I've had this stack of shit, 3 different exchanges, and I can't get rid of it. So I'm left with this junk that I don't know what to do with. It's a shame because I'm trying to make space on my shelf, so I don't want to put it back on the shelf, and I don't want it.
And we will say that one of the exchanges was ransacked in the riots, and I totally 100% support that. Like, I'm not complaining or bitching or anything, but the conversation that we have is adjacent to what's going on in the world, too. We're not just being petty white people.
The fucked up thing is that exchange was the one I didn't get to go to yet. I was like trying to plan a day to leave after work and go down there and figure out a way to take all these fucking movies into my job in like some kind of bag situation and then fucking ransacked. So I don't think they're buying my season 3 and 4 of ALF anytime soon at that location. But oh well.
You have plenty of time to figure out what you're going to do with the shit that's sitting there. I think
mystery box. That's what I'll do.
That's what I'm leaning towards now. And it's not like I have horrible shit. I mean, the format might be niche at this point, but there's plenty of people that are still in the DVD market. That's how I've managed to collect so much. I'm talking, I got like special edition Total Recall with the stupid little Mars tin. I have Wes Craven's Day. I got some special editions like Wanted and V for Vendetta. I got fucking Deadpool Blue, some extra Full Moon stuff I have doubles of. The harder to find Amityville sequel still in the fucking wrap. Like, it's not like I'm trying to fucking unload Wedding Crashers.
I have that special edition of Fight Club, but it's pretty common, but I was trying to get rid of that DVD. I just didn't want to have it. It takes up too much space. I'm starting to pare down a little bit. I'm starting to... Like, a lot of these common movies I have, I kind of want to get rid of now. Because I don't want to clutter up my space with them. But you were talking about Puppet Master being a huge problem for your shelf.
Yeah. So, Puppet Master, I have the 12-disc set. I got it because I took advantage of this deal. It's still happening if you guys want to check it out. It's Full Moon Features. $60. You're paying for a year of the streaming service, and they send you this $120 box set for free. I'm sure they're just trying to get rid of inventory, try to get more people onto their Full Moon Features streaming service, which I did it for the box set, I'm not going to lie. But after checking out the Full Moon Features functionality and how much stuff they actually have on there, they go really, really deep with their offerings and the collections on there. And I'm really satisfied. I'm pretty sure I'm going to just keep it. And I ended up with this box set that, I mean, I appreciate and I'll watch, but at the same time, it's gigantic. I actually have a rule, not a ruler, but I have a tape measure right here. I can measure it.
Live measuring. That's a first for a podcast.
It is half a foot long. And it is over half a foot tall.
Excellent.
I mean, by Blu-ray standards, it's pretty average, about 7 inches.
Yeah.
But for width, that's a lot of space. That's my entire hand grip.
So that it becomes a problem because those movies outside of there, you could move them to the shelf below it if you need to split them up to make room. But with the box set, you got to keep them together. And I've been running into that as well, but nothing that extreme. Like, the Tales from the Crypt was about as extreme as I have right now, I think. And the original DVD Puppet Master box set, but there's less movies in there than the one you got. I also think the Blu-ray box set, it's kind of awkward because the height of it, it's like shorter than because they're Blu-ray cases, but it's like this weird. It just looked weird next to those other things on there.
Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't look as weird next to some other Blu-rays. Yeah. I have more DVDs than I have Blu-rays right now. That's the situation. And we did so many episodes where we were talking about how we were going to present these shelves. And I originally had this thing where I was doing subgenres of the horror shelf. I have one shelf that's for horror, exploitation, that kind of shit. And the way I had it before, I really liked it because I started with these big box sets for Nightmare on Elm Street. And I've been collecting. I have every Nightmare on Elm Street box set that's available in the United States right now. I was going to do a Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street thing. But as I'm buying these expensive Friday the 13th sets, I'm realizing that there's nothing different about them at all except for their cases. The Nightmare sets, that's different because... You know, you have one set that's on DVD. It's completely different looking than the Blu-ray set. The Blu-ray set is completely different in presentation. Obviously, it has a nicer pixelation rate and everything, being the Blu-ray 1080p versus a DVD. And then I got the original DVD set that was released in 99 that is the nicest and most crisp looking set of probably any horror box set out there. So versus the Friday the 13th ones that I had my hands on, I took a loss on getting rid of the one. It was the original slim disc one.
Camp Crystal Lake to Manhattan 8 films.
Yeah. Collection. I had that one. And I obviously have the most recent DVD release as well. That has all the way up to Freddy versus Jason. But I also have Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X that, for some reason, weren't included in their extra DVD releases. I'm not going to spend $200 on that tin metal release because...
Yeah, the one I have.
We're getting a new one soon. And even if we weren't, that's a lot of money for essentially what's the same thing. Like, yeah, there's some cool stuff in it, and that's obviously the way to go. Maybe the release of the lunchbox version, that's about $40. But those releases are pretty much intrinsically the same. There's not a whole lot different about them. So I opted out of that.
Yeah, there's no new special features on those, I don't think. That tin. Like that you would get from the regular Blu-ray set. that's like a smaller thing. It's all just like window dressing. But that's the thing with I wonder if that set's coming out this year, that Friday the 13th set.
I mean, everything is certainly alluding to that. But so I had that at the beginning, and I did like Freddy versus Jason up here on the top, and then from there I would just move. And then I went just, okay, so we got the slashers, and I did slashers. And then from slashers, I kind of moved into more of like the exploitation type situation. And then from there, it went to haunting ghost type stuff. And from there, I don't even remember the whole thing about it. Like, I worked my way through the subgenres of horror. As I collected more and more, I got to a point I was starting to have trouble remembering everything that I had. So I decided that the best way to go about it was I'm going to redo it. And I'm going to throw everything alphabetically, which is something I was pretty adamant about doing when we were doing.
I was called out on this early on.
Yeah, I called you out hardcore. And I even actually adopted some of your bullshit because I have Three from Hell next to the Devil's Rejects. But I have the Devil's Rejects in the D's. I don't have it after House of a Thousand Corpses, which, going by your rule, it should be.
Yeah, that rule makes sense to an extent. For those three, I don't need House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. I could see being, they're different enough. It's a follow-up, but if that's how you want to do it, it doesn't hurt too bad. My brain.
Yeah. Yeah, so and then at first I had Beyond Reanimator up in the B's, but it became easier to move it down next to Reanimator as a sequel to Reanimator because, you know, I needed shelf space. But now all of that is out of the window right now because of this fucking Puppet Master. So I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about any of this, but yeah, as Puppet Master said, it's really cool, and right now is the time to get it because it's super cheap. Obviously, they have that new Blade spinoff coming out, but I mean, I think this that's totally worth it, like taking some time and getting a streaming service for. And it's a good service. It has all their stuff. It even has like their smutty sock cock porn on there too, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, man, I was looking through it. They even have like Blue Underground releases. They have all kinds of stuff that isn't just Full Moon. It's a way better service than, say, HBO Now or HBO Max, whatever the fuck they call that new streaming service, that doesn't have 1983's The Hitchhiker on it, despite it being an HBO production. Real weird, huh?
Well, the problem is they labeled it an HBO streaming service to get people to want it, but it's really just Warner Brothers using the HBO moniker.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
When I found that out, I was so confused.
If you were to get onto HBO, which their HBO Now is the HBO, it's the true just HBO stuff. If you get on that, they still don't have that stuff. They don't have Tales from the Crypt or anything. So why? I've been adamantly against HBO for a while. I just got a box set of The Sopranos because I wanted to give it a try because everybody always acts like I'm some fucking asshole for having never seen it. But I got a bootleg of it, and HBO didn't see a dime.
Yeah, that's the way you go. Don't give them any money right now.
Exactly. So, as far as bootlegs goes, it's one of the best bootlegs I've ever seen, too. It's right down to the official DVD box set release box and everything. I can confirm that nowhere in this bedroom is In the Army Now. So, I'm going to have to fucking buy In the Army Now again.
Dude, for you to, like, you've had this list of sequels, and you're slimming it down, and then now you're having to add ones you used to have back onto it.
Yeah, one that I've literally just bought.
It's a fucking mess.
Two weeks ago, it came in the mail. Now it's gone. Now, I did it one time, I accidentally buy Clerks 2 twice, because I bought Clerks 2. And with the COVID situation, a lot of times I was cleaning them out, like, in my car, in the trunk, open the trunk up. I have this big Chevy Traverse, so I have all these boxes back there. I clean it up, and, you know, wipe it down with the disinfectant and then let it sit for a little bit. And then I'd bring them in the house. I'm not as stringent about that, but I still do that process. I just bring them in the house at this point a lot sooner. And I found Clerks 2 out in my car that I bought. I knew I bought it, and then I could never find it. It was missing. And then so you gave me one.
Yeah, so you ended up with two DVDs or a DVD and a Blu-ray.
Two DVDs of Clerks 2, and then I took the extra one to the exchange when I accidentally sold two that I didn't want to get rid of.
I can't believe you sold in the Army now, if that's what happened. It's got to be lost somewhere.
I don't, yeah. That's now two. That's two that have just come up missing. And I keep these in my bedroom. I have two shelves. They're in our bedroom because my girlfriend has themes downstairs, and she refuses to have my movies ruin her thematic presentation.
Is there anything more thematic than a movie, though?
Well,
I'm just saying. No, but how the same movie twice? There's a conspiracy there. I don't know.
It's beyond aggravating. It's beyond aggravating at this point. I don't even remember if they were the same, like the same lot. Like if they showed up on the same day or something, and maybe I just put them somewhere. I'll have to double check in my car, but I know I brought them in, man. I was excited. I wanted to watch In the Army Now the second I got it.
And you know what? That would be the universe telling you, just get the Blu-ray, but there's no fucking Blu-ray of that movie.
No, there's not. I literally had just purchased it brand new.
Yeah, Jury Duty's, I think, like, what? One of the only books. I don't think Biodome's on Blu-ray either.
That's insane.
You're just chasing the same fucking DVD over and over again.
Literally, I'm going to have to buy it. I'm going to, maybe on air right now, I'm going to go and buy this because I need it.
I don't even know where I got it from. I might have found it in one of the exchanges or online, but it was hard to find.
I bought it at the exchange.
Damn.
No, I didn't. I ordered it. I looked for it at the exchange and they didn't have it.
I bought it. I remember I bought it at the exchange. I think I paid fucking almost like $9 for it or something crazy, which I guess doesn't sound like a lot, but it felt like a lot.
I'm gonna buy it again. I bought it on eBay. It will arrive Friday, June 5th. I'm buying it right now, live on the air.
This is a first for us as well. First measuring and first online fucking order placed during the podcast.
Orders in, $9.03. Watch me find it the second we hang up. But yeah, man, that's so crazy that they would just wind up. Because I had this box, and I threw it. It had to have been just sheer accident, but I'm annoyed. But since we're on this, I'm going to talk. We haven't had videos up in a while, and I've actually made some, but I've gotten lazy with it. There's a lot going on in my life. I have three kids. I'm watching them all the time. I'm home all the time. It's weird how I have less time now that the girlfriend's home from work and I'm home and we're all home together than when we were at work, and I still managed to find time to get stuff done with the kids before I would go in.
It's been rough because we used to, for the first like 6 months of this podcast, we were up on point every Wednesday and Friday with stuff, but it's just been a challenge.
Chaotic, and I think we're bouncing back. It's not like
it's okay.
We're not here on podcast.
People subscribe and it pops up when a new episode's up. They'll live. Exactly. We'll all live. And the thing with the videos is, for me, it's been, I was doing pickup videos and I hadn't been able to pick anything up in a while.
That wasn't stopping me. I was getting more packages during the quarantine than I had ever before. Like, I made up for everything. I don't have stores in this area anyway. So I made it out to Goodwill yesterday, finally, and they had some good stuff, but I passed on every one of them because I didn't want to spend a bunch of money. I do have some cool pickups that I wanted to talk about. I got Hardware on DVD from a online DVD lot. The Stepfather with Perry O'Quinn is another one that, not like super hard to find. You can get it on eBay, but I kind of like use eBay as a last resort.
Yeah, me too. I'm all about trying to find it way cheaper through a Facebook group or some kind of other option.
Having things just come to you is, in my opinion, just cooler, you know? So, like, I got the Final Destination 5 film collection from one of the guys that I buy from online. That's something that I was going to buy. It was in my eBay watch items. It was going to be one of my next purchases. And then I got it for $2 instead. Empire Records on DVD. Even when I had Empire Records on DVD, I didn't have the Empire Records DVD. I had the dual release Empire Records and single. And now I have both of them in their own release. So I think that's cool. You know, got Conan the Complete Quest. I got Tombstone the Director's Cut. I've never watched that. In my opinion, that is top three of the in the Western genre of all time. Fuck Unforgiven.
I've never seen Tombstone.
It's fantastic.
Val Kilmer with that goofy mustache. I don't know.
That's an Oscar nominated mustache, man.
Okay. Was it?
Yeah.
Legitimately, huh?
The whole mustache.
That's wild.
Satanic Panic. I got that the other day in one of these lots. Satanic Panic.
Also known as Panic on the slipcover you showed me.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out. So Satanic Panic, I believe was a Shudder. I want to say Shudder original in the sense that Shudder picks things up that aren't really Shudder in-house productions, and then they call them Shudder originals, kind of like Netflix does. And I watched it on Shudder, using your Shudder account, actually, and I fucking loved it. Like, it was probably one of my favorite movies that I've watched in the last 5 years. And I was like, you know what? If I ever fucking have the opportunity to buy that, I'm going to get it. There it was, a couple of weeks later. Grabbed that. And that slip really drives me crazy because it's like this weird... It's not even like a censor thing. It's like they're afraid people aren't going to buy it if they have Satanic on there. Zach and Mary Make a Porno. I'm not going to debate whether or not that movie's great or if it's worth owning or if... I don't want to talk about that movie very much at all, other than the fact when it was released, they took the Make the Porno out off of the cover. Like, if you bought it at Walmart, it's just called Zach and Miri.
That's weird.
You had to order it online to get Zach and Miri Make a Porno. And if you bought it at a store, the movie was just called Zach and Miri. They took Make a Porno off of the title entirely.
So with this Satanic Panic... It's just called. Is it called Panic on the Spine as well, on the slip?
The slip has just Panic all over it.
So when you alphabetize it, where does it go?
This is Satanic Panic. That's a slip. I might.
That and the Jury Duty slip, fucking bonfire time.
Yeah, all slips are bonfire time to me at this point. I want to point out that 15 years ago, guys that I know spend lots of money on slips. Right now, used to throw them away. Slips were never, ever something people ever liked, except for me. Even if they were the same stupid cover art as the DVD themselves, like I Spit on Your Grave Too. Same fucking thing. Just has a slip for some reason. I always loved them. I'm pretty sure I gave you shit for not treating slips well.
Yeah, probably. I never threw away slips, though, I will say. But now it's become a whole new business. Now that a lot of these niche movies are coming out, they'll make like Vinegar Syndrome. Man, I think we were talking about that earlier. But I got a couple slips in a sale. But I think some of the art on those is like ugly. Lately people make slips and they do this new art, and it's not always good. I've noticed in Walmart, they have all these old movies like The Shining, Goodfellas, The Goonies, and they got slips on them that just have like a picture of a, like Goodfellas just has a picture of a gun on it. It says Goodfellas. And I saw people go nuts on those Facebook groups about these fucking slips. Like, I gotta get to Walmart and get these. Is anybody selling them? I'm like, dude, it's a plain color with a gun on it. Why do you want this? It looks terrible. Like, if I bought one of those, I would throw it out.
The slips now, because of the way people behave about them, I want to take every single slip that I have whether they're valueless or not, I doubt anybody truly cares about the slip on the DVD of The Thing or the slip on Texas Chainsaw 3D. I don't have any movies with these tremendously sought-after valuable slips, but if I did, I just want to rip them up and burn them and make a video out of it. I promise at some point on the Freaks NN, I'm going to have video. The next time Vinegar Syndrome has a sale and they sell slips exclusively, I'm going to buy every single slip that they allow me to purchase, and I'm going to fucking set them on fire. And I'm going to post the video on every single channel.
Jesus, man.
For these DVD collections.
It's $7 a pop for some of those slips. That would be commitment. And also, the community would fucking be so pissed. It'd be awesome to see. But, oh, man. That's a good idea. I hope you actually go through with that someday.
I can't stand it. Not someday. Someday soon. I'm going to. I mean, for the record, fellas, anybody listening, I did, in fact, actually buy In the Army Now again while we were recording this. I didn't make that up. It will be in my possession on Friday, June 5th.
Was that? That's this Friday coming up, huh?
Yeah. You know how terrible that felt to have jury duty in my hand and be like, I got them. I finally recollected my Pauly Shore collection, which I have been a dedicated fan my entire life. Pauly Shore was my best friend growing up. Legit.
I don't think there's many movies you would buy three times. Like, if you lost it, it'd be like, okay, I'm just going to call it quits on this one. But no, that thing right there, it might not even be the last time you buy it either, seeing how it's been going.
Yeah, we'll see. And hey, if there's ever a Blu-ray release, I'll buy that too. Maybe there'll be a cool slip that isn't a stupid I Love the 90s horrible thing on it.
At this point, we'll be lucky. They'll do like a Biodome In the Army Now Shout Factory double pack or something. It's about the closest we're going to get.
You know, that's one that I would actually buy. I know Shout and Scream Factory like to get those obscure titles and try to make them valuable to collectors for some reason, like 13 Ghosts. Not a terrible movie. Not a movie that needs to be considered some amazing cult.
That's a movie. You could find that movie. Yeah, like $2 on DVD for the longest time. It's just lying around everywhere. Now it's a cult movie that's worth $25 on Blu-ray. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's weird because as ingrained as I am in this culture, I also can't stand it. I cannot stand some of this bullshit.
The thing that gets me is then they take movies like The Video Dead and Terror Vision and they put them in a two-pack and sell it in a two-pack. Like, dude, those movies should have the rare slip covers and fucking cool releases because they're like they deserve it. They're more obscure, they're more interesting. They're not like just some mainstream movie you could like. Like, I'm surprised they haven't done Ghost Ship yet in one of those releases. They probably have, actually.
It's coming out this summer. I actually remember reading about Ghost Ship getting a new release.
So. No shit.
I think all of those Dark Castle movies are going to get a release. Darkness Falls is one of those Dark Castle movies that I thought was fucking terrible when it came out. I didn't even finish watching it. But I really want to watch now as a 32-year-old man. Because it's nostalgia, man. That's the thing. It's nostalgia. I think a lot of these shitty movies that came out like 15 years ago when we were kids, even longer than that. That movie's definitely 20 years old. Came out around the same time as Final Destination. Where's the cool Final Destination release, you know?
No, that's Final the five pack at Walmart deal. That's what you get with that.
Final Destination is relegated to a five film collection that's in the same goddamn case as any other DVD. Just like Leprechaun. The Leprechaun. It's the same thing as the Leprechaun. That's seven movies in a single DVD release.
And just a picture of the Leprechaun on it. No care at all. No good special features. Nothing. It's like, can you imagine the art you could do out of Leprechaun in Final Destination? Like, I saw the 13 Ghosts one, and it's like, oh, this looks nice, but it's not that great of a movie. But those series have so many like cool kills and moments in it that it would be... fucking awesome. like Final Destination just had that dude with who got fucked up by the barbed wire fence drawn on there. You could do that, but no. $7, Walmart, that's what you get.
Saw. I have the Saw film collection. It's just a thicker Blu-ray case with the movies in all the way up to Jigsaw. Nothing really cool about it. I've actually, after buying it, I've literally thought of getting rid of it because I don't think it looks special.
That Saw Blu-ray deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you, I saw that it was like $15, real cheap, and it's like this fat, thick thing. It's like that Scream one that I got that's actually now out of print.
I have that as well.
The 5-film set that's fucking 3 movies and then 2 fucking documentaries. That's not 5 films.
Why? Oh, no, I don't have that one. I used to have that Blu-ray, actually. I have the one with the black case that has all 4 movies.
Oh, you got the real rare one then. Yeah, that one's hard to find.
That's also out of print right now, yeah. So, yeah, I have that one. Got that from Canada. I got a dude in Canada who hooks me up all the fucking time. All the fucking time. He'll even just find movies that are on my list for me. Like, he got that Hellraiser. I just got Hellraiser today on Blu-ray. Not the cool special era one or anything, but the horror classics double feature with Hellraiser 2 on there. I didn't even want to get it on Blu-ray because I have every other Hellraiser movie on DVD. But I have the new Hellraiser Judgment coming on Blu-ray. So I guess it doesn't bother me too much that I have that as a double feature for Hellraiser. I also have Hellraiser Hellbound in the more rare DVD flip release too. That's another cool thing of, you know, having a guy in Canada is a lot of the stuff that I get from Canada has special slips that we don't really get here.
Yeah, man. I got My Bloody Valentine from him with this real nice slip. It has like, I don't know what you would call it, but like, you know, when you, it's like shiny. It's got like real shiny, cool shit on it. And yeah, the Deadly Spawn I got from him too. And Salo, the Criterion collection. So he's got some good shit that I need.
I got the Ginger Snaps trilogy from him. That's a rare out of print box set that goes for $100. I got it. I think he charged $20 for me. Yeah, the Exorcist complete anthology from him. Yeah, I do business with him all the time, but he's become like a friend too. Like, we bullshit all the time. He said that he would come on if we ever wanted him because I asked him about it. I got the Prom Night box set from him with all of the original Prom Night movies.
Yeah, that's fine. I've never seen Prom Night 3 or 4 anywhere to buy, let alone in that box set. So that's a real fucking good pickup you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Like, I got a guy. It's really cool. And I got another guy where I just get mass releases, like more of the commons. Whether or not that's what I want now is different than what I was looking for before. I don't have anything on the shelf that I wouldn't want on the shelf forever at this point. And that even me, well, except Jeepers Creepers. I think I'm done with Jeepers Creepers. As much as I loved it growing up, I honestly can't stand it after finding out he was a child molester.
I've never seen it. I have the second and third ones, and I don't. Yeah,
that's another movie that should not be released in a Shout Factory fucking special edition that goes for $60 now because it's out of print.
Yeah, like, dude, that's one. That's a movie you can find the first two in a 2-pack for like $5.
I have the 2-pack now, and I have seen that 2-pack in every single DVD lot that has a horror-only section.
They gussied it up and fucking released it for an exorbitant amount of money because they did some new art for it.
And the cool beginning, like, chase scene is frame for frame stolen from Unsolved Mysteries. That's proven. Now, like, they have, like, side-by-side comparisons.
Yeah, so he based it off of a true story and then took their reenactment as the true story and just fucking redid it in the first 15 minutes of that movie, right? That's what I was reading.
Yeah. So like Jeepers Creepers can come off the shelf. Everything else, unless I for some reason decide I'm gonna update to like the nicer quality editions.
I
got rid of Zombie because I got Zombie 2 DVD, which is a 2-disc better edition that had everything. But now there's the Zombie 4K as well as the Blu-ray that came out last year. So I might end up buying Zombie like a fourth time already
but
I don't recommend chasing those Hellraiser sequels in Blu-ray, by the way. They used to have them at the Kmart for real cheap, and I have some of them. The transfers were never that great, and they're not no special features, but now that they're out of print, they go for way too much money for the quality of those movies. It's real stupid.
Yeah, man. They're not. I haven't even seen every Hellraiser sequel, and I own most of them. Like, I'm just waiting on one to come in the mail. That's Judgment. That's the latest one. That's one I had to buy on Blu-ray, or I had to pass up buying it because that family video sale that we found. So I got that coming, and then I have all the Hellraiser movies. I'm not going to just start up doing any upgrades either, like just because. I had House of Wax. I accidentally bought it full screen. So I got rid of that.
And well, that's not an upgrade if you get a widescreen version. That's getting the real movie, not some fucking Crayola fucking toy store garbage version of it. Some fucking play school version DVD. Those fucking full screen DVDs, man. I forgot about that shit. Having to look out for that shit.
It really sucks. I got Bad Taste from a guy in Canada. I also got the Dead Alive from him as well, which was one of the ones that I had originally had back in the day. I got real cheap, and now it's stupid to try to get. But yeah, overall, I'm super happy with it, even though most of what I bought are DVDs. But at the same time, like, once it upscales, it's not really that big of a deal for some of these movies. I got Night of the Demons on Blu-ray. But I got just the regular edition Blu-ray. I don't have the big stupid steel book that costs like $100.
A lot of those big editions, it's like, forget about it. It's too much money for like the movie. It's like, no. I've also been running into this thing again, which I stopped collecting for a bit, so I totally forgot about the whole debate of different transfers and the way that they early Blu-rays like Predator and stuff, they cleaned it up with that, I think it's called DNR, that digital noise reduction stuff, and made the fucking picture take out the grain and make it look real smooth and like awful looking. So there's some like, it's like it's now a whole thing with 4K, where a lot of 4K releases are shit. Like, I saw the Waterworld 4K release isn't very good, but the Blu-ray had Waterworld isn't like spectacular or anything, but it looks fine. Terminator 2 is a really controversial one. There's like one good Blu-ray of Terminator 2 from 2015, and the 4K one, there's like James Cameron used extra CGI to like clean it up, and it makes everything look worse, and the film grain's all gone, and just, it's fucking bad. Like, that's why Terminator 2 4K is so cheap. You can get it for $7 because nobody wants it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You start getting too digital with it, and you fucking ruin the heart of what the fucking presentation is supposed to be anyway. So you're like Near Dark. I got Near Dark, right? For what I spent on this 2-disc DVD, I could have easily fucking bought the Blu-ray. Both are out of print. Both are hard to find. Both are sought after, right? But this 2-disc Near Dark is way nicer in presentation. It has way more shit on it as far as special features go. It was in a wrap when I bought it. It was still sealed new. And I spent probably, after accounting for shipping, $5 extra on this DVD versus the Blu-ray, because the transfer of that Blu-ray is garbage anyway.
Yeah, you got a cool case with it and special features. I have the Blu-ray. I got it for probably like $7.50 when it came out on Blu-ray. And it's the transfer, they put like no work into it. It's really cloudy. And that's the thing. The only reason it's worth money is because it's out of print. You know why it's out of print? Because nobody fucking bought it. So now it's rare. It's like, it's this fucking snake biting its tail type of thing.
Yeah.
But people want it now when they could have got it for $7 fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, I bought it for $5 actually. But I think that might have been with my discount because I worked at Kmart.
Yeah.
So it was like,
I would have never took two. Like, I have that on my shelf forever. I would have never thought it was worth anything. Because it's, like, even the case, I don't even like the art they used on the case for that. It's another one of those ones where they, like, did a new, like, crappy Photoshop job.
To make it look, like, more contemporary versus, like, what Twilight would look like on DVD.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted it to look like Twilight.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Near Dark Pray for Daylight 2000, or I'm not sure what year this came out. I was going to call it. I don't know. But, yeah, it's fantastic. It has, like, the poster on there, and it's real shiny and nice looking.
Yeah, that thing's fucking cool. I would like to have that.
Bill Paxton's featured on the side, and not Adrian Pazdar looking like a Twilight vampire.
What a fucking miscalculation. But I did get some new pickups over the weekend. I got Final Exam, The Nesting, what else? The Mutilator, Jungle Holocaust. And there was one more. The Burning. I finally got The Burning on Blu-ray. Which I actually like the new art that they did on that one better than the original cover. It's a rare case of that. So, I don't know, I've been buying more like 80s releases like Shout Factory, Arrow, Vinegar Syndrome type stuff. They do good with the transfers. And a lot of the stuff I've been trying to buy that isn't them is like kind of shady. On some of the Blu-rays, you gotta like really look out and read reviews for Blu-rays. So a lot of these companies just like will dump archive stuff out there with no work done to it.
Yeah, that's where I was at too. Until we had that family video sale pop up, where that allowed me to kind of finish out the collections that I started months ago. Just trying to look for just nicer things to throw in here and there. I'm not looking to buy 50 DVDs at a time anymore. I've collected most of what I set out to collect, which I think is impressive. But right now, I just like them. The Vestron Blu-rays, I'm super into. I just missed out on Chopping Mall for $13. This guy had it listed for like $15, and because I was following it, he gave me a discount. But I didn't take the deal for whatever reason.
Oh, man.
And now the only one I can find is like $40.
Yeah, that one's that was a really good price for that one. A lot of those Vestron releases are getting rare.
I know it was a good price. Oh yeah, they're like out of print now or something. You're looking at like bare minimum $40 for most of them. When I got Waxworks, I paid I think $14 for it, and it's now out of print or something or hard to find. Maybe not out of print, but just not sold everywhere like it was before. So the Waxworks one, even though it's like more the cheaper release, it's gone up. I got Wishmaster at a good price still, right after you got yours. What else do I have from Vestron? Warlock. I wanted the Warlock set so bad. I was able to get that. As soon as I bought that, it went up.
In hindsight, I wish I would have got that. I wanted that set too. I just didn't get it while it was on sale.
So before I like dive headfirst into just kind of every once in a while deciding to grab like a nicer Vinegar Syndrome or, you know, whatever we're looking at now, I'm trying to get the Vestron. I want to get all of them because their stupid slips have numbers.
Yeah, that's the thing with those. That's why people start paying a lot of money for them because they want to get the whole set.
So every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, Waxwork was released third. You know, why don't I have one or two or four? So as it stands right now, with the three that I have 3, 11, and 9. I think there's like 14 or 17 of them. I can't remember. But that's going to be the next thing that I jump into, I think.
I've officially, with that Vinegar Syndrome sale, jumped headfirst into their stuff. So I'm starting to, I don't know if I should have a separate section on the shelf for their releases. Start organizing stuff that way. Because I got a couple new Arrow ones. I got the Mutilator as an Arrow release.
I don't like Arrow. I don't like them as a company. I just fucking hate them. I have, like, passed up buying cheaper Arrow things from my guy in Canada just because I have, like, something against Arrow.
I don't like their fat cases or their their color bar on the bottom thing. And I don't think a lot of their, I don't know. I don't like them either, but like the Mutilator was only three arrows. So I'm like, I want that one. Is there some stuff where you like, you're put like Doom Asylum. I had to get through Arrow because they don't have it anywhere else. You kind of get trapped.
But as far as advice goes, anybody who might still be, you know, listening or invested in what we do here, Family Video, it's this video store chain. I don't know if it's nationwide or whatever, but they have some good stuff. And it, you can get it cheap, especially if you're okay buying used. But they also have the option to get stuff new still, too. So, like, you could use them as a way to grab some of these Arrows or Schauser stuff. They just had an Arrow sale when we were looking through there, and I finished up what I was like. One thing that was really cool to pick up for me was the I Spit on Your Grave 3, Vengeance is Mine, and I Spit on Your Grave Deja Vu, which is a sequel to the original. So those were ones that I thought were going to be pretty hard to find, and now I have all of the I Spit on Your Graves movies.
Yeah, if you're looking for Severn releases, I know they're doing a sale at the end of the month. This is to the audience here, but the Family Video, they have, I got Killer Crocodile 1 and 2 with the slip, and I got Mask Mutilator. It's this like wrestling B slasher flick, which is out of stock on Severn. It was like $24 on Severn. I got it for like, I think 15. So their prices on Family Video for Severn stuff are basically the half off price that Severn's going to have if you go buy their MSRP. So jump on that for some stuff you think might go out of stock quick.
We're coming up on an hour, and I'm shocked by that for something we were just trying to get, you know, get a quick recording in. So why don't we end this with the big pre-order that is out there right now? I got a copy, you got a copy, and this was actually like our second pre-order technically, because we went through Zavi the first time.
Yeah.
And just to give ourselves some peace of mind that if we don't make it to Diabolik, we might still get it from Zavi.
That is the Dawn of the Dead 7-disc UHD giant anniversary box thing that has tons of special features and a CD, all kinds of shit.
I've gone my entire life looking for that 3-disc release that came out when we were in middle school. It would never ever made its way to me. I was not gonna let this one get through my fingertips. I still might buy two. And when the Diabolik went live, man, I was like, oh my god, here it is, bam, I ordered it. And I realized I didn't get the UHD one. I ordered so fast that I bought the Blu-ray set, which really, other than the fact that it won't be an Ultra HD, this means that I got to get a Region B Blu-ray player, which was on my agenda anyway, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was I reached out to them, and they're like, if you just PayPal us the $10 difference, we'll fix it for you. So, you know, as fast as that's going and as quick as that's fucking selling out, they let me do that. So if there is any doubt in your minds about ordering from somewhere, this is the place to get it.
Yeah, and it's only today and tomorrow, which actually, I don't know when this is going to go up, so they may have missed it, because it's only Tuesday and Wednesday. No, tomorrow, this should go up tomorrow, Wednesday, so this will be your last chance to get it. And the thing is, the special features disc is a Blu-ray, and it's a Region B, so you're not going to be able to play it on a US player, but the UHD are region-free, so you can play it on whatever UHD player you got. But I recommend getting it, because if this ever comes to the U.S., it's not going to be in this package, and it's not going to have all this stuff with it. I assure you. If anything, we'll get like one of those like 2-disc, like Apocalypse Now just came out with a UHD, and yeah, it's like this little release. You're not going to get this. This is going to be a rare one. That's why it's only open for 2 days, because there's so much fervor over it and concerns about stock issues. So get in if you like Dawn of the Dead. And I know it's probably safe to say you might not even have a fucking home video version of it right now, because it's kind of rare to find. So
every edition of Dawn of the Dead is out of print and hard to find. And the fart-sniffing community that we're part of considers it like a, I don't know, badge of honor to have them. So like, I don't have it on Blu-ray, but I have the original DVD release. I did the video about it months ago. I still have that. That is still hard to find. So yeah.
For a movie that you would think is so popular and well known is kind of still like a fucking cult release. And I don't know. There's something going on with the U.S. rights. There has to be. But this might be your only chance to get a release like this movie. And you might be waiting for years for it to come to the U.S. again. So get it.
Ultimately, it's going to cost $121. But if you're trying to buy that third party in a year, I guarantee you that's going to be a fucking $500 set.
Yeah, and from what I've seen of the transfer, the work they're doing on it, because they were posting updates, it's going to be worth every penny.
Like, this, I got this is why? Go ahead.
I got the Zombie and Maniac 4Ks. The Zombie one is fucking gorgeous. I couldn't believe that movie looked like that. So if that's anything to go by with Blue Underground's releases, this is second sight. But still, it's going to be fucking, those colors are going to pop. The zombies with the, like, the bluish skin with the blood and shit. Man, this is going to be one to get, and you're not going to be able to get it easy. So fucking pre-order that shit from DiabolicDVD.com.
Or if you want to, you know, risk having it canceled or not show up or anything, there's Zavvi too. I'm going to keep my Zavvi because I'm thinking about buying copies of it to sell later on, make like $300 on it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
But I have till October to decide if I'm going to do that or not, because they're not taking money, because they're not going to guarantee that you get it. All right, that's something. If people aren't willing to take your money when you make your pre-order, then you have to question if you're going to get that deal. I learned that the hard way from Amazon.
Yeah, your pre-order means nothing if no money has come out of your account. If you put no money down on it, there's no guarantee. So
buy it. We did, as a fucking podcast, we now have that pre-ordered, and that's going to come, and that's probably going to be a huge deal. We're going to make videos about it, have podcasts about it. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, we're going to do, I think whenever we get it, we're going to do a special podcast just about the set, and we'll do like a dual video, maybe each do a video, maybe do like a, some kind of editing together thing. I don't know, but we're going to do, it's going to be in October too, so. That's going to be the big Halloween ticket. You're going to get some fucking content out of that. And I'm really excited.
Yeah. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and end this now. We're at the hour and 38 second mark. Keep your eye out for the 90 best movies of the 90s. We got Waterworld coming up. That's going to be the next one. Always look out for Chester.
Yeah, and Waterworld should be a fun one because I have some opinions about that movie that I didn't think I would have coming out of it.
I can't wait to watch it and to get those opinions because, well, we won't even talk. We're not gonna spoil anything. I'm excited, and that's it. Stay freaky, my friends.